This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability fiscal for a claimant by the name of Ephraim Castro. Date of birth, July the 18th, 1959. Case ID number is 633-6749. Date of exam, September the 14th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from a Social Security questionnaire dated 5/4/2023. Identifying information. This is a 64-year-old married male with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of back problems and arthrogryposis congenital. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2021, where he worked as a special ed teacher assistant off and on for 10 years. During that time, he worked approximately 5 days out of the week and 4 weeks out of the month. However, he was a part-time teacher. His wife at this time does not work. At the present time, he lives in a house and is receiving Social Security benefits, but he has never been on disability. Allegations number one, lumbar sacral back herniated disc, times two, with surgery. Number two, congenital arthrogryposis. History of allegations, number one, lumbar sacral back pain with herniated disc times two and surgery. The claimant states that since birth, he has had problems with scoliosis of his back. But in 1992, he was in a severe motor vehicle accident, which caused more injury to his lumbar sacral back area. He states the character of the pain is a stabbing pain located in the lumbar sacral back area, which radiates both down both legs, but especially the left leg. In 1992, the claimant had a diagnosis of herniated disc times two of the lumbar sacral spine, and a discectomy and fusion was performed to correct his problem. He states the response of the surgery has been fair because he still has pain. His limitations include being able to walk one block slowly, comma, stand for 5 minutes, comma, sit for 30 minutes, comma, lift approximately 3 pounds above his head, comma, and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, and walking a little bit in the backyard. His physician is Dr. Leonor Villarreal, and he denies seeing a chiropractor, but in 1992, he did receive 2 months of physical therapy. He is presently on no medications for pain. He was diagnosed with scoliosis and herniated disc times two with a discectomy and fusion performed in 1992. Allegation number two, congenital arthrogryposis of hands. The claimant states that since birth, he's been born with congenital arthrogryposis. X-rays have been performed, which confirmed his diagnosis, and the claimant has deformity of all fingers, but not of the thumbs. He denies any fractures. He has had two very small surgeries done on his hand, but with very poor results. No injections have been placed. His symptoms include pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels occasionally. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 5 minutes, comma, climb one flight of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write with the right hand, comma, use a coffee cup with both hands, comma, use a skillet, comma, occasionally sweep a room, comma, and lift approximately 2 to 3 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top or button his clothes at this time. He has no assistive devices that he uses. His physician is Dr. Leonor Villarán. He's on no medication for pain, and he does minimal physical activity of walking in the yard. Family history. His father died at the age of 53 from a myocardial infarction and hypertension. His mother died at the age of 80 from heart disease, diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and renal failure. She also had coronary artery disease. He states that his mother also had arthrogryposis of her hands as well. Medications. Advil, 200 milligrams PRN is needed. Metformin hydrochloride, 500 milligrams TID. Glyburide, 2.5 milligrams BID. Losartan potassium, 25 milligrams QD. Simvastatin, 20 milligrams QD. Aspirin, 81 milligrams QD, and a multiple vitamin. Medical problems. Lumbar sacral back pain, secondary to herniated disc times 2 and mild scoliosis. Congenital arthrogryposis, obesity. Hypertension, comma, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, and hypercholesterolemia. Major surgeries, left submandibular removal of a small lime-sized tumor, which was benign in 2007. Discectomy times 2 and fusion of the lumbar sacral back area performed in 1992. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 96.7 Fahrenheit, weight 244 pounds, height 5 feet, 8.5 inches tall, BP 153 over 97 mmHg, second reading 131 over 82 mmHg, heart rate, 98 beats per minute. Respiration, 17 respirations. BMI, 37. General. This is a 64-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to a Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Pinhole is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, mildly tender, and distended on palpation. Normal active. There is a 12 centimeter by 20 centimeter right upper quadrant mass, which may be his liver. I am not too sure, but he has been told that he needs to be evaluated for possible liver disease versus abdominal mass. No other organ. There is also a lumbar sacral surgical scar measuring 7 centimeters, which is a vertical midline scar in the lumbar sacral back area, where the claimant had 2 discectomies and a fusion performed in 1992. Could you drop down to extremities? After the last sentence, the claimant has deformed fingers but is able to write with the right hand. He is unable to make a full closed fist, opposed fingers, or pinch with the left hand, although he is able to pinch with the right hand. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow and unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel to shin exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. Musculoskeletal. The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the right shoulder and back area. He states that he also has problems with his chest area, secondary to his condition. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted except for the congenital arthrogryposis of both hands. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. However, the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for the right shoulder, where abduction and forward elevation was decreased at 120 degrees. Also, there's abnormal range of motion and strength of both hands, where the claimant is unable to make a full closed fist, oppose fingers, pinch, and grip as good as he could. It's noted that his grip strength is +4/5, and he is able to use the right hand for writing, whereas he cannot do that with his left hand. He is right-handed. Straight leg raise examined. The sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 30 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially for the hands and feet. There is normal range of motion and strength of both hands. However, the claimant was only able to flex at 110 degrees, both knees, secondary to obesity. The claimant had difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with much difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, but was able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. He requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological grip strength is plus 4/5 bilaterally. The claimant does have deformed fingers and is able to pinch with the right hand and write with the right hand, but not with the left. He is unable to oppose fingers, make a full closed fist, or grasp many objects that fall out of his hand. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at plus 2. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but there is some muscle spasm, especially of the right upper shoulder and arm. Muscle strength was plus 4/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal bilaterally. X-rays of the right hand, no acute findings. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity based on the current examination. The claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is unable to lift, carry, and handle most objects, even small objects, secondary to the problem he has with his hands. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction in the form of bilateral congenital arthrogryposis of both hands. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk, but with some difficulty, especially for the heel and toe walking. There is fairly normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 4/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is moderately to severely restricted, especially for the left hand. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to lumbar sacral back pain and congenital arthrogryposis. Probable diagnoses: lumbar sacral back pain, secondary to herniated disc times 2, with a double discectomy and fusion performed in 1992. Physical examination was grossly normal at this time. Number 2, arthrogryposis, congenital of both hands, sparing both thumbs, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant had difficulty in making a full fist, opposing and pinching, although he is able to write with his right hand and can pinch a little bit with the right hand. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Ephraim Castro.